Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our great friend, 21-year member of our Brain Trust, one of my favorite people on the planet, and somebody you would admire, too, the more you know about him. He's the founder and the chairman of BNI. If you're a BNI a member, you can thank Ivan for that. He's the author of a bunch of books, including a new one called Infinite Giving. It's all about the seven principles of giver's gain, the law of reciprocity. Ivan, thanks again for being here. The first principle in your new book, which I'm so happy you wrote this book, because you know, it's as I said, I quote you, I use your example of giver's gain, the law of reciprocity all the time, but now I can say, guys, go buy the book. This is even better. Are they in your light? That's the first principle. What does that mean? Are they in your light?
Well, it really makes reference to the book I wrote that we've done several interviews on called Who's in Your Room?
Right.
Who's in Your Room is all about the fact that the people you surround yourself with, completely change your life. And so the idea here is that people that you have an infinite giving relationship with are people that need to be in your light. They need to be people that you have a connection with, you have some kind of relationship with, or they're part of an organization that is in your light. And, you know, when you have that trust, an infinite giving works. Just giving to anybody for any reason is not what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the people that you have a relationship with or people that, you know, are part of an organization that you have a relationship with. And that's what it means by are they in your light.
Well, and I think there are people out there who are trying to help those people. So, in other words, I might be in your light, but I don't need your money, but I know somebody who does, and you might help that person through me. And I was talking to a group this week, and they were trying to raise money, and they had one big number. And those numbers were significant. And they knew who the people were, they knew the names of the people who were going to benefit. And these are needy people. And I looked around the room and I thought, you know what? I don't know anybody here who will write you one check or who will even write you not one ninth of that check, of what you're looking for. But I know people in this room that if you said, here, if you'll give me this money, that person right there, Joe, Susie, whatever, that'll benefit that person. I said, they'll write you a check for that. Because now you put a name, you put a faith, break it down. You talk about being in your light. Break it down for people, make it easy for them to contribute. What do you think?
Yeah, well, when you're talking about an organizational perspective, you've got to feel comfortable with the organization and who they're giving to, and that's important. When you're talking about individual, like particularly in a context like BNI, where you have people getting together on a weekly basis, you got to know, like, and trust that person to be able to help
mm-hmm.
them. And you don't know, like, and trust that person, that's when things can really go wrong and you find out that you've been taken.
Mm-hmm.
And so infinite giving has parameters. It's not infinite giving to everybody for
right.
any reason all the time.
I want to speak to that, though, for a second, Ivan, because I've given to things before, and my son, the police officer, who sees the underbelly of society every day, you know, one time he said to me, Dad, you know that's a scam, don't you? You know those people are scamming you. I said, son, you know what? I don't know that they are. You don't know that they are. But if they are, that's above my pay grade. I'll let somebody else sort that out. And there's sometimes you don't always know exactly, but you never know. As way leads on to way, you never know how that could wind up impacting people. What do you think?
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. You never know what you do and how it can help somebody. It's totally off topic, but it's on topic for you never know what you do and how it can help somebody. I was just telling somebody last night, they were looking at a piece of art that I have called Whirlwind, a big bronze piece. And I went into this gallery in New Orleans right after Katrina. It was like 3 weeks after Katrina. And he had this big, beautiful piece, and I negotiated a really good price with him. And it now sits in front of my house.
I've seen that piece, by the way. In your house. I saw that piece once.
Claremont, it was in the backyard. Now it's in the front where I'm at now in Austin. And it's beautiful. It's whirlwind. It's two man and woman's, you know, whirling around each other, holding hands. And I went back 3 years later, and I walked in, and the man and I said, "Hi, you probably don't remember me. I bought a piece about 3 years ago." And he said, "Oh yes, I remember you, Mr. Meisner." I'm like, "Uh-oh, you only remember people who were really rude."
Right.
Really nice. I said, "Okay, which one was I? Because I know I got a great price." He said, "Well, I'm in business today because of you."
Wow.
What? He said, I'm in business today because of you. So I remember you. I said, "How is that?" He said, "What was after Katrina? There was no business being done. You came in. It was the only statue I owned outright.
I'll be darned.
So I owned all that. And you paid.
It sustained him.
In full. And that gave me enough money to pay my payroll for the rest of the
month." Wow. That's giving me a chill. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. What if you help somebody and you weren't sure, and it turns out that they actually were scamming you, and then all of a sudden they just looked at that money and they said, "You know what? It touched them. It made them think, you know what? He trusted me." I mean, you never know, folks. It's some things are above your pay grade. That's the way I look at it. If I can't know exactly, but I'm moved to help someone, I let a higher power sort those things out. We'll take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk some more about infinite giving. Is that book available right now, Ivan? We'll get that with that information right after the break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.